it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. So last week we were discussing part one of this launching a soulful business, or if you want to do that, what to consider. We discussed exhaustion. We discussed like doing other people's vision and mission, or an org or entity's mission and vision, and it doesn't really fit with you, how that feels, etc., and really understanding your own why. That's why we need to do part two today, because it all weaves together. And what we want to specifically discuss is intuition. Okay. I am a huge proponent of bringing it into your business. Not everyone does it, and that's okay. You do you. If that's not your scene, not a problem. But what I want to bring up today is for those of us who do want to use our intuition, we need to remember a few points. I even took notes. Okay. So number one, that intuition, your intuition is going to tell you where you're a little bit exhausted. Okay. Where you need to dial it back, right? I've talked about this in a workshop before, dialing back to make an impact. Okay. So use your intuition to your advantage. It's there for a reason. Okay. But number two, let's discuss that internal nudges are also market research. Okay. So if you're in the early stages of your business journey, or you're thinking about it, you're like, what do I want to offer? How do I fill gaps? Why am I unique? Where am I unique? Those internal nudges are there to tell you where you're unique. Or there's people like me too. Okay. Totally fine. But use that to your advantage. Don't just always look at what people say, whether it's online or in conversation. Yes, that's very useful, but also use that internal wisdom for yourself. Number three, I lost count. The other thing is I want you to think about how to invite intuition, your intuition, specifically on a daily basis into your business, okay? There are days where, like even this morning, right? There are days like technology issues, Zoom calls, whatever. That's why this weekly wisdom's a little behind. Shit happens. Shit happens. And shit happens in business. So even though that happens, where can you use your intuition to help kind of guide you into the next step? If you're a little frazzled, what does your intuition say? Like taking five, taking a break, even though we don't want to listen to it because our head knows better. Use intuition in your business, because then an eagle's just flying over the house again. Always happens here on the weekly wisdom videos. But utilize your intuition to help you nudge into rest, into market research, and do this work with soul instead of just your head, because you're going to get exhausted. It's just a matter of time. So I might not be everyone's cup of tea after this video especially, but I don't necessarily believe business is all about the headspace. It's not all about mindset, although that really freaking matters and it helps. I saw something on LinkedIn, somebody posted within the last couple of weeks that being your own business owner is incredibly stressful, and it can be. But when we weave our intuition in with our business, that stress shifts a little bit. It's still there. It might have a different flavor. We might approach our days differently, or the week, or the month, or the offer, or the launch period differently. But I just want you to consider this, is if you can start to weave your intuition on the front end into your business, I would argue that it's going to help you in the long run, because you're going to know how to not just practice business with your headspace or be like, I'm just going to decide that I'm going to get through this. And yes, again, that is handy. We need those moments to say, wow, it's a dry month. What the fuck am I doing? Or what's going to happen here? But then when we're spiraling, we need that intuition. We need that nudge. We need that nourishment within to say, calm down for a second. It's going to be okay. Because you, as I say on LinkedIn, are a goddamn unicorn, and we're gonna figure this shit out, okay? So Your intuition is yours. Like I said in another video somewhere, or short or something, your business journey is yours. It's absolutely yours. It's nobody else's. Same with your intuition. So what does your intuition want to tell you about this business journey? If you want to start it, if you're in it fresh now, or you're 20 years in and you want to pivot, whatever works for you, okay? Think about this. Think about your intuition. This is part two. We had exhaustion and your why on part one. Part two is about your intuition, and we'll talk about part three next week, okay? I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. Thanks for dealing with all the lighting stuff. We did okay. And I'm here if you need any help doing this soulful work and soulful business.
How did that episode resonate for you? It always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.